Hey y'all, Ohio Crime Mom here, and happy Easter. This episode is going up the day before Easter of 2021. Due to it being a holiday episode, I wanted to do something different and lighthearted. So today I wanted to touch on some conspiracy theories that I find interesting. So let's jump on in. First up, we have the Sodder children. On Christmas Eve of 1945 in West Virginia, the Sodder family's home went up in flames. 5 of the 9 kids were missing. No remains have ever been found, and it is believed that they could have been kidnapped. There has also been reported sightings. Next up, we have the Black Dahlia / Zodiac killer revealed. George Hodel's son has came forward with George Hodel's son has came forward with this theory. Two reasons that this may be true is that Hodel's name can be found in one of the Zodiac ciphers that was supposed to contain the killer's name, as well as police conducted tests on the soil behind Hodel's home during the time of the Black Dahlia murder, that tested positive for human remains. Next up, we have Paul McCartney. Now, this one I actually included just for a couple of very special people in my life who are huge Beatle fans. So this one is that Paul McCartney is actually dead. Supposedly, Paul died in 1966. The band members, along with management, decided to find a look/sound-alike to take his place. Theories go as far to say that the cover of Abbey Road proves this due to McCartney being the only one barefoot, and he's also out of step with the others. And now for a quick word from our sponsors. Rella's Wonder Crafts is a small, family-owned crafting business located here in Southern Ohio. They make a variety of crafts from custom shirts and tumblers to decals and wreaths, plus so much more. Since 2017, they have been creating magic and happiness by bringing their customers and visions to life. Come take a peek into their world. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Etsy, and TikTok. And just in time for Christmas, you can get so many great things. Our next theory is that Johnny Gosch is still alive. Johnny Gosch was 12 years old in 1982 and was doing his paper route early one morning when he was kidnapped. The case went cold quick due to no evidence and no leads. Most people believe that Johnny may have been forced into sex trafficking. Johnny's mother, Noreen, also received pictures later on of a man tied up who resembled Johnny, but no one could ever prove that it was him. Noreen also says that Johnny has visited her 2 times, saying that he was okay, but no one can back up her claims of this. And our last, but not least, conspiracy theory is the 27 Club. The 27 Club is made up of popular musicians, artists, actors, and athletes who have died at the age of 27. They usually die of alcohol or drug abuse of some form, or of homicide or suicide. The 12 most famous members include Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, Jim Morrison, I know I'm going to say this one wrong, Jean-Michel Basquiat, sorry for the mispronunciation, Janis Joplin, Robert Johnson, Jimi Hendrix, Brian Jones, Jonathan Brandis Richie, Jonathan Brandis, Richie Edwards, Ron McKiernan, and Anton Yelchin. 4 of these members who have died have also been found with a white lighter in their pocket, and now some believe white lighters to be bad luck. I am actually an extremely superstitious person, and me and my husband are both musicians of some sort. And when my husband turned 27, he was not allowed to have a white lighter in his pocket at all. I hid every white lighter that he bought, and I turned 27 this July, so I probably will not have a white lighter the entire year. As silly as that may sound, it's just something that I believe in. And that is actually all I have for you guys this week. I wanted to bring just a short, fun episode to you guys before Easter. Nothing too heavy, nothing too long. And I just wanted to say that I once again appreciate you guys and everything that you guys do for me, from listening to the episodes, to commenting, to sharing the episodes. It means so much. Once again, we are going to be having a huge giveaway in June. It'll be the end of June. So if you're not a part of the Ohio Crime Mom Facebook group, please go and join that and comment on all the posts that say a June entry. We will be drawing in June. So every time you see one of those come up that say a June entry, comment or share or whatever it asks you to do, so that way we can get you entered in. I have a half of a bucket full of names already. Also, if you are a part of the group and you decide to donate, whether you use the Spotify link, my PayPal link, or if you would like to be in person to pay cash, if you subscribe at $1, you get one extra entry. At $5, you get five extra entries. Excuse me. And at $10, you get 10 extra entries. And that is from now until June. So if you just do it 1 month, that's 10 extra entries. If you do it 2 months and you do $10, that's 20 extra entries. So you have a big, big chance of being able to get your name pulled for the winner of the June giveaway. So until next time, this has been Ohio Crime Mom. Thank you.